while talking to a friend who's on the other end.
Good morning, America. This is Henry Schifrin.
This is Daniela Rothstein.
And this is Together. Great songs for dads.
And you are listening to
91.5 FM WMFO
Medford
Tufts
Freeform
Radio. We are the great dads, and you are the greatest dad.
You are, listener, dear listener, you are the greatest dad of them all.
We want you to know that.
We want you to know. I don't know what we would do without such a great dad.
We all need father figures
in our lives.
So this show for you today has two themes. The first being Rosh Hashanah, which means
I love my dad.
It means I love my dad in Hebrew. And it's also the Jewish New Year.
Yes.
So Happy New Year
to anyone
listening.
Happy New Year to all who
wants a new year.
To all who celebrate. We have many more years.
Oh,
so many more years.
Jewish or not, if you're in the mood for a new year,
if you want,
take it.
If you're like, oh my God, 2022, that's like barely any years. Well, buddy, do I have news for you?
We have a lot more.
We have over 3,000 more.
Oh man, and I still don't know what number it is. 50.
I've been thinking that it's like 5-7 something.
I know there's a 7 in there, maybe an 8.
I think it's 5-8 something. Yeah, Colin.
Or just send it. Send
my friend
it
Colin.
To your head.
Colin, you know.
What is it?
You know the year,
God,
Colin.
Oh my God, please. Our other theme is Whiplash.
We're freeform. We're a freeform radio
station.
The
songs are gonna toss you around a bit.
Don't expect one mood. Yeah, don't expect one mood. You're gonna be one moment. It's like a great movie. One moment you're gonna be crying. One moment you're gonna be laughing. One moment you're gonna be filling out your absentee ballot.
Oh yeah, that's
because,
very true.
Yeah, the midterms are coming up, and then at one point you're going to be walking your dog. At one point there's
Definitely.
Going to be a slow pan in on your face while everybody else is moving around you, but you're staying in place, and it's like that scene from Goodfellas where Robert De Niro realizes he can kill everybody. That's what we're aiming
Definitely
for.
Definitely those.
Here.
And if at any point you feel
the primal human emotions,
the ones assigned at birth.
Yeah.
And that if at any point while listening you feel an emotion so original that you think, man, I think I might have invented an emotion, please do let us know and we'll tell everyone about it.
We want to hear your new emotions.
We want to hear what you've created.
Yeah.
From our music.
Exactly.
And I think that's best to kick us off.
Yeah.
With,
so I'll kick us off. So this show is called Great Songs for Dads.
And you know what dads love the most?
And exactly. I want to shout out my dad here. I feel like he shaped a lot of my music taste. And so I'm going to play an artist that I've been listening to a lot this summer that I know that he loves. This is Lightning by Charlie XCX. It's off of her latest album, Crash. She was touring it over the summer. I really wanted to see her in D.C. I didn't get to see her in D.C., but I did become a Charlie stan over the summer. This isn't my favorite album of hers. I'm not a super big fan of like the neo 80s sound that she has, but Lightning is like an earworm. There's a weird French.
All of her music.
Yeah.
Just straight earworms.
Oh my God.
They're
she's such a queen.
They make you happy. They keep you going.
She's so great.
They match your step patterns.
Yeah.
So you just keep walking.
This song has like a Spanish guitar in the middle for no reason. It's incredible. I wish I saw her live, but I'm going to wait until she drops her next album, and then I'm going to be the first person
to sign
up.
Catch that tour.
Yeah, so this, shout out to my dad, James. I know how much you stan Charlie XCX, Dad. So this is Lightning, one of the lead singles off of her latest album.
A lead signal.
Yeah, her
Lightning.
Lead signal off of Crash.
To say
One look and then you blow me away. I'm spiraling all over the place. So lifted, got me reaching for grace. Body off the ground, caught me by surprise. Like seeing shooting stars in the sky. There's danger in the dark of your eyes. But something about you breathes me to life. Got me here and now. Heartbreak already hit me once. They say that it won't happen twice. You struck me down like lightning, lightning. You struck me down like lightning, lightning. My stupid heart gonna fight it, fight it. So tell me what you want and I'ma give it to ya. Like lightning, lightning, lightning. You took me down, I'm gonna mind it, mind it. My stupid heart gonna fight it, fight it. So tell me what you want and I'ma give it to ya. Like lightning, electrified with love.
Captive to the bits you purchase. passion. Telling pretty stories isn't your sole purpose. Telling everybody that you've learned your lesson. But no one's falling for that NASCAR bullshit. They waited years, you can wait one night. Well, the land got blurry when my eyes started telling you to.
Hello. You just heard Berlin Got Blurry by Parquet Courts. I think that they have a very cool sound. They sound to me like Elvis Costello, like the voice. Do you hear that?
I do hear that. We were just talking about whether or not they were British. I also don't think Elvis Costello is British.
But like you could mistake him for being so.
You could mistake it because
so.
They're just like,
It's kind of like the cursive way of singing that Halsey does, but in a very weird other way.
Yeah. You may know Parquet Courts from their song Wide Awake that goes, I'm wide awake, I said, seven today.
Those are pretty good impressions.
Yeah.
You even got the little British thing in there.
Yeah, exactly. I do this for a living.
Impersonate Parquet Courts?
Yeah.
You're saying Parquet Courts? Like
I
French?
Say Parquet
is that,
Courts.
Is that how it's pronounced? Because I've never heard that.
Quick shout out to my brother, Danny. You have no taste. Charlie XCX is a queen. How about you listen to Pop 2 and then talk to me about her music not being good, okay?
Shout out Danny.
Shout out Danny.
Next on cue.
Very Cain and Abel style brotherly rivalry.
Yeah, seriously. Cain and Abel, Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Next up is Hollywood Forever Cemetery by Father John Misty. I saw FJM this past weekend in Seaport. It was an awesome concert. Seaport is beautiful.
Did he actually perform?
He did.
Nice. I remember there was one concert where he just sort of like sat down and monologued.
Oh, really? I didn't.
Yeah, for
I
like
didn't.
2 hours.
See, I'm not catching your joke. No, I like Father John Misty. He's extremely pretentious in his lyrics and his style of writing. He grew up like serious evangelical Christian, and I think like took one philosophy course and doubted everything. And like you can really see that in his music.
Men after they take one philosophy course and become
Henry
so
and I. Henry
wise.
And I after taking one philosophy course together freshman
year.
Yeah,
we took Intro to Philosophy, and then both of us quit and became incredibly successful musicians. I always say that Father John Misty is Rick and Morty for people who pretend to like folk music.
That is very funny. I need to give that one some thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it now, and then we're going to probably go into our next song after
Papa
that.
Joe Foggy.
Okay.
Christ
Let this dead guy sleep.
So, I don't know if you heard, Daniela, but I got the news.
And what is it?
I got the news, and I just played I Got the News by Steely Dan off of their album Asia. It was Asia's something anniversary on Friday, and I didn't know. But
you didn't wish them a happy anniversary?
No, I didn't wish
Asia... You didn't give them a card?
I didn't
call... Give them some flowers?
I didn't send Asia any flowers, but it was the same day that I decided to wear my Asia sweater, and so I felt spiritually connected to Donald Fagen.
Fair enough.
Listeners, you can't see it, but last show I wore my Steely Dan tour t-shirt. This show I'm wearing my Who Are the Plastic Ono Band t-shirt. So basically I know everything there is to know about music, and I'm super smart and cultured, and all my songs I play are great. And
Henry actually invented music.
I actually invented music.
Yeah, it was very impressive back in 92.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm actually Henry Music.
Henry Music Schifrin.
Do you know who my father is? Mr. Music?
That's... Doctor Music to you.
That's Doctor Professor Music to you.
Doctor Professor Music.
He got his PhD in inventing music.
The next song we have up for you is off of Beyonce's newer album.
You can't break my soul, bow bow. You can't break my soul.
So it's not that one, but you don't need to hear it because you just heard it from Henry.
Yeah.
You, a little teaser.
Yeah, we don't have to play You Can't Break My Soul because that's...
There it was.
That's essentially... You know, we talked about how good I am at imitating
songs. He who
songs.
Invented music.
I know.
Gives you music. Brings you music. This is Plastic Off the Sofa, which is my favorite off the album, which I have found no one that agrees with me on that.
I don't agree.
Yeah. That's okay. Maybe I owe the album more of a listen. But Henry and I have been talking a lot, so instead of rambling, I'm just going to play the song.
Boy, I know you can't help but to be yourself around me. Yourself around me now. And I know nobody's perfect, so I'll let you be. I'll let you be. It's the way you weigh your emotions on both of your sleeves. To the face you make when I tell you that I had to leave. Ooh, but I like it, baby. Ooh, I like it, baby. But I like it, baby.
Listen when I'm crying, you let me leave. Hey!
You just heard Frankenstein by Rina Sawayama off of her new album, Hold the Girl. You know, it's fall and Halloween is coming up, and so Frankenstein felt very on brand. A hyper-popish sound similar to Charlie, different in her own ways, different in that she herself willingly cites Limp Bizkit as one of her major musical influences, which is concerning. But I was excited for this album. The singles that she dropped kind of were underwhelming, but then Frankenstein, it slaps. Imagining, it slaps. Hold the Girl title track, it slaps. And they're gonna slap even harder when I see her live on November 3rd in concert.
Say yay, Henry. And you guys can't really see the album. Actually, maybe you can. Maybe even if you're not actively looking at
go
the album
go to google.com and type in Rina Sawayama Hold the Girl album cover. Go to Google Images and click.
In a big black ball form.
she's in ball form.
It's very silly. You might see it in the MFA. It's her in a ball. It's art. Yeah. It's commentary.
She's in a ball and she has long nails.
It's very silly. Go check it out. Mm-hmm. I recommend.
This is what people talk about when they're like the pear shape.
The
big booty girls.
You know, the pear is actually symbolic in a lot of literature for the female body. Henry's an English major.
What?
After that, you heard Festival Song by Jeff Rosenstock. I consider him ska sometimes.
This was ska.
Do you think it was ska-ish?
This was ska adjacent.
Ska adjacent. He's silly. He's very just energetic, and I think he's fun if you like have to like make your brain go really fast, like, you know, when you're doing work and you just need something to like be a really like,
oh my god, I need another dose of ska right now.
Oh man, got a lot to write, need some ska. But he has more ska-ish songs, more horns, big bands. I like a good big band when you're not expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
And now coming up is Take It Away, Henry.
Oh, so we are a community radio, and that means that we got to read PSAs. And so this is something very important.
It's really crucial. All of you need to be paying attention.
Very
right
crucial
now.
To us here as college students. You know, it can get stressful. Midterms are coming
expecting
up very soon.
College students expecting to be parents.
Yeah,
in the near
exactly.
Future.
This is a PSA about breastfeeding. So babies were born.
Mm-hmm, they were
to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition.
Did it say babies were born to be breastfed?
They were born to be breastfed. What it should be is, if I could just add some edits
to
the PSA.
Not to add any guilt to any of you, like, what the heck?
If I were to add some edits, it would be babies were born, in parentheses, to be breastfed. Because all babies were born. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans.
But newborn humans.
Newborn humans, as opposed to older humans.
Yeah, so my sibling just had a newborn human recently.
Oh my god.
It's been so amazing for the family.
You're expecting? Is it a human?
Oh no. Oh no, not that.
No, no. It's a dog. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months.
What do you mean, exclusively an open relationship?
Polyamorous breastfeeding?
Yeah, I'm going to open breastfeeding.
Among the many other benefits breastfeeding nurtures, the mother-baby bond is environmentally friendly.
You know, my mother just brought up a very good point that I agree with. That this is just guilting all of the women who cannot naturally breastfeed. Any of you women, people with uterus, not only uteri, but also breasts who have newborn humans and cannot breastfeed, this is not intended to guilt you.
Cost effective and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
They dropped
Radio.
Human again, didn't they? I think this is like some alien paper really trying to... We are humans? You expecting a human?
What an epic crossover between a local college radio station and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And you know where both meet? Breasts.
Breasts. Yeah, I mean, I have to say, after reading this, I think I might have to get on breastfeeding.
Giving or receiving?
Receiving. Mm. I mean, yeah, I'd like to give it, but I'll try my best.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. Back into the music.
Back into the music. Great songs for dads. I pulled the bait and switch earlier with Charlie, which, spoiler alert, my dad doesn't listen to Charlie, but I do. And so now I'm going to play an actual song that I assume my dad has heard probably at least once, but he doesn't play it often. I know what will annoy him. So this is off of Rolling Stones. This is Rolling Stones' top album of all time. They recently changed their rankings. This is the new best album of all time, according to Rolling Stone. This is the album that dethroned Sgt. Pepper's. Which is my dad's favorite album, but my dad is a person and Rolling Stone is a magazine. So I need to go with Rolling Stone and say that this is the best album of all time and Sgt. Pepper's can suck it. This is What's Happening, Brother by Marvin Gaye off of What's Going On.
Just getting back, but you knew I would. War is hell. When will it end? When will people start getting together again? Are things really getting better, like the newspapers said? What else is new, my friend? Besides what I read, can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh, what's happening, brother? Yeah, what's happening? What's happening, my friend? Are they still getting down where we used to go and dance? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up. I wanna know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening? What's happening, brother? What's happening? What's happening, brother? Say, man. Woo! What's happening, brother? What's been shaking up and down the line? I know, 'cause I'm slightly behind the time.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab.
You just heard a rehab. I hate that I open it with like, why do I have to buffer like that? You just heard Rehab by Amy Winehouse and Back to Black, of course. You know, I have not much to say. It's just, that's a fun song. It's a good song to listen to. Good energy.
Well, I have stuff to say about this next song. Guys, I was slacking. I slacked off.
We didn't start you off with like the theme of the show. The
overarching theme of the show. I was slacking. I was like, you know, it's a new year. Maybe I won't continue it. But then out of nowhere,
Weezer released a new album.
Yay, and I need to feature it. Oh my God. This is from their fall album.
They're doing a seasons series.
So this is fall. They released it on the first day of fall. This is their third album out of four that they'll be releasing. They release spring and summer. Fall and winter is coming on whenever the winter solstice is. This is a 20-minute album. It's really bad.
It's bad. I mean, to be fair,
all the Seasons albums have been bad. Rivers has said that they are supposed to feel different and distinct to each season. They haven't. None of them have felt like the seasons they're supposed to describe. But I'm about to play you probably the best song off of Fall, which I think is definitely saying something, that this is the best song. It's like, it sounds like what Weezer is now, which is sort of like really basic, lowest common denominator pop punk, and even then it doesn't even sound that good, like designed for middle schoolers. I forever live in pain, and I suffer waiting for them to release a new album again, but they never will. And the fact that I keep playing them on my show only worsens my reputation, especially because I invented music.
And due to osmosis, mine as well.
Yeah.
And here is Can't Dance, Don't Ask Me by Weezer.
Yes.
Doctor, doctor, give it to me. never even ever really even is in an end. Infinite spirals out creation, we're on the tip of its tongues, and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land. And the plants and the animals, they are land. And the plants and the animals eat each other. That never even ever really even is in an end. Infinite spirals out creation, we're on the tip of this song, and it is saying, well, we ain't sure where you stand. You ain't machines and you ain't land. And the plants and the animals, they are land. And the plants and the animals eat each other.
To quote Modest Mouse, you ain't machine and you ain't land, and the plants and the animals, they are linked, and the plants and the animals eat each other. And that just really speaks to me, especially on this Rosh Hashanah. I think that for those loyal listeners who listened to the show last year, you know, Henry played his Weezer and I kind of played a lot of Big Thief. And I think that this might be a little of a reinvention.
We've been discussing how to try to reinvent ourselves.
Yeah, so I think that what I'm finding is that I really like Modest Mouse. We know this is Modest Mouse Girl Autumn, but I'm not sure that's going to last me through this entire show. But maybe just for now, I'm going to expose y'all to a lot of Modest Mouse.
We're going to play around. We'll try to find our new artists, our new groups that we'll consistently play.
You've heard of Weezer and Big Thief, but have you heard of other artists too?
Have you heard of other artists?
Please let us know if you have.
Yeah, we listen to, I don't know if you guys know, but we kind of listen to music or something.
We actually, one of us, I'm not going to name names, invented music.
Yeah, one of us, the cooler one.
Yeah.
Invented music.
Yeah.
Yeah. People see me walking around in a t-shirt with a band on it, and they're just like, this guy knows.
Oh, man.
He knows. Oh, he knows God. Songs.
Oh, man.
Does this guy listen to music or
hey,
something?
Have you heard of music? And I'm going to do our little sign-off, and then we're going to give you one more song. What's that song, Henry?
That song is Peace Train by Cat Stevens, and that is what I call the Amtrak when it brings me home.
You know what? I want a cat, but right now all I have is a Sufjan.
Right now all I have is a Stevens.
Yes. So, this is Great Songs for Dads, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, free from radio, and here is the song, and have a lovely day.
Yeah, I mean, Cat Stevens may not have written this with the Amtrak in mind, but this song is, like, spiritually about riding the Amtrak to either Westchester or New Jersey.
If you've heard of those places.
If you've heard of either.
They're random picks.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump upon the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Come on. Your good friends too, 'cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be.